the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. My name is Angie Fox. I've been a business owner since the age of 19, and I love being my own boss. Let me tell you about my co-host, Malcolm. He is infectious. You will crave his thoughts and love his voice. Now, but when we interview, if I could only get a word in edgewise, Malcolm.
Hey, Angie, it's good to be with you. This is Malcolm Out Loud. Welcome, folks, to the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. Good to be with you here. And you know, I've known Angie for quite a few years, and she is one of the smartest and strongest women I know. Classy, brilliant, hey, she even handpicked me to co-host. It ought to be a blast, guys. Let's do it, Angie. Welcome to the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. This is Malcolm Out Loud. Who else would it be with that voice, right? And I'm here with my co-host, Angie Fox. Hey, Angie.
Hello.
It's good to have you here again. And listen, we have, an extraordinary woman. I met her. We had her on our national radio program, somewhere in the last couple of months, and enjoyed her very much. And we've invited her to share her wisdom, knowledge, because I found out there's a whole other piece and world to Dr. Faye Wilson. How you doing, Dr. Faye?
Hi, Malcolm. Thanks for having me.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And let me tell folks about you, and there's so much they can learn from you, because one of the things about you is you have an unbelievable spirit and passion for life and all of the things you bring with you. So this is going to be a remarkable conversation ahead that I think folks will be treated to. I want them to learn more about your path and what you can share with us. But you have a most unusual collection, I say, of titles. This is how I said before, to your credit. Which I think is very fascinating. I mean, so you're kind of in the real world, but yet, you know, you're kind of beyond the world too. So you're a social media strategist. You're very good with that. You're a pastor, which I love, a life coach, a mentor, an author, even a poet. You know, those are all things that I can use in my own life. So you're a good one to keep around with us, Dr. Faye.
Thanks, Malcolm.
You have a diverse ministry, continues to transcend race, religion, and culture, which I absolutely love. And you say creating a space for God's miraculous power to manifest. You know, Angie Fox is also one of the most beautiful Christian women I know, who really gets it beyond just the, you know, anybody I know. I mean, she's just planted in her faith and who she is. And so I'll mention that, Angie, up front. So it's so good to have you guys connected here. Okay.
I really appreciate that, Malcolm. And what I love about, we were chatting with Dr. Faye before the interview here, you know, it's sort of like having a joint venture with God. And I remember when I first started my businesses, I've been a business owner since I was in my early 20s, and I did everything myself and felt I had to be in control. And when I let God enter into my business decisions and really be a JV with me, it changed my world.
That's awesome. See, I told you she's going to be interesting. So, well, listen, this first part of the segment is called the Enlightened Round. Angie, I'm going to let you take it off here. And this is where we'll go through a few things, get to know Dr. Faye a little bit more for everybody.
Looking forward to this. Dr. Faye, here's your first question, dear. Inspire us, please, if you will, with your favorite quote and why.
Well, my favorite quote, Angie, when I thought about it, I thought, oh, God, I have so many these days because I'm inspired so much by so many people, and especially from the scriptures. But I will truly say that right now is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I like the message take on it because it says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Okay. That would be me.
Perfect.
What a way to open this up. You would do that, wouldn't you? How you go, I mean, come on. You go right to the scripture and you just set the whole pace, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is where I go for everything. I think God did a really good job in inspiring men and women throughout the ages to leave us a footprint of who he really is, and so that we can always go to the scriptures to find answers for everything. Everyday life.
That's a great way to put it, Dr. Faye. The fact that he encouraged others, some people forget that, to again create that footprint. You're so right. All right, so you wake up in the morning, as we all do, if we're blessed again to have another great day on this planet Earth. And what's your best morning routine for you?
Well, my best morning routine, Malcolm and Angie, it's been to be able to wake up and pray. We have a group called Wake Up and Pray, and we have access to 58 countries, and we wake up every morning, every weekday morning, and we pray. So my routine is to get in that conference room and to encourage, to inspire, to motivate people. We speak the word of God. We pray together. We pray for people who are sick. We pray for people all over the world who may have been stuck, and we get them unstuck and mobilized for the kingdom of God again. So that's really exciting to me, because we've been able to meet people in a conference room because of technology that we would not otherwise have met any other way. So that's how I start my day, and then I take my private time with God and see what my directions are for the day and continue along that vein, because it's futile, that's the word I'm looking for, it's futile to continue to walk out a day that's not governed by God, as far as I'm concerned.
I totally agree. Totally agree. How about you, Malcolm?
Yeah, it is. It, absolutely. But here's the thing I find fascinating, that you wake up in the morning and you do that. I want to ask you, you're speaking to people, I think you said, from sort of around the country and around the world, possibly in this prayer group. How long does it go for? Is it just kind of an open invitation where you come and go into the prayer group in the mornings?
Absolutely. It's an open invitation. We have each country, it's 58 countries. They have call-in numbers. And it's not that we have people from all of those countries every day, but we do have we are out there. And so people come in as they can, and because they have to get their kids off to school or whatever, or go to work.
Right,
some people use us as their morning radio on the way to work. And they're listening in, and they can call in and get a prayer request in, and then they're back out. There are people who have called in from the hospital, the people who have called in from their job who were in crisis, had family members in crisis, and God has met them at the point of their need. And they have been the ones who have actually shared the number. They're posting it on Facebook. We have the Wake Up and Pray Facebook group that's now over 3,000 plus people. Sometimes we're in there for 2 and 3 hours. At one point, we had a 4-hour prayer meeting.
Dr. Fay, have a question for you, dear. What is the one book you recommend and why that everybody should read?
The one book that I recommend is still the Bible. It should be in every home as far as I'm concerned. It houses answers to any and everything that we could encounter in this life. And whenever I read the Bible, this is my personal experience, whenever I read the Bible, I find out that it ministers so much peace and so much hope and faith. And it's my go-to book in every situation.
There you go. There you go.
Amen.
Yeah. What is the one website that everybody should know about, Dr. Fay?
I've thought about this, Malcolm and Angie, and one of the websites that I recommend to every person is dgaglobal.com/Dr. Fay. Because it is a course that's outlined for Win with Confidence. And it empowers people to get to their true self. It gets away, it removes all the layers and allows us to move into that place of true destiny and purpose. And I am just blasting that out and letting people know that is a true website that can really help you to get moving as an entrepreneur, as a person.
Give it to me one more time, please.
Is dgaglobal.com/Dr. Fay.
All right, perfect. We'll put the links up there as well.
Yeah. That's great. Now, Dr. Fay, what is your best social media tool that you can't live without? I know you're all over, the internet, but what's the one you can't live without?
It's a tool that I discovered a little over 18 months ago that has truly been a blessing to me. It's called WebinarFusion.com. WebinarFusionPro.com, actually. And that website allows you to do 24/7 webinars. And we're using the tool to be able to build, to reach and build churches, to reach people that are hurting, and also to help people build businesses. So WebinarFusionPro.com is a must-have in my arsenal.
Well, we will have to
check that out.
Definitely check it out. What is the one secret ingredient that makes you a star?
I believe it's my ability to connect with people. It doesn't matter where I am. I've traveled to East and West Africa and been in the bush countries, and I felt comfortable in the bushes, and I felt comfortable in the penthouse. I felt comfortable dining with politicians, and I felt comfortable dining with mothers of the church. So I think it's a gift that God has graced me with, to be able to connect with people from every walk of life.
You know, what you're talking about, Dr. Faye, when we talk about the secret ingredient, is authenticity. You see, if you're comfortable with who you are, if you're comfortable in your own skin, then you can do exactly what you just said. You know who else had that talent, Dr. Faye?
Jesus.
Yes, but you know who else had that talent?
Who?
My mother.
Oh, okay.
My mom. She had that talent. My mom could sit down with whether it was the Pope or somebody on the street. She just had that unique talent. That's where I got that from, actually, was the fact that she was comfortable who she was, and she didn't make pretenses to be somebody else, you know?
And that feels so good. It takes the load off of life when you can do you.
It really does. And that's hard enough sometimes. I want to share with all of you this moment. It's think about it at all. Why try to be anybody else when it's hard enough to just try to be yourself? I mean, if you focus on, really, though, if you focus on being yourself, it does make life so much more enjoyable. So I encourage everybody to do that today. Well, listen, we're going to pause right here just a moment from The Secret Ingredient and get on to Making Your Mark with my co-host, Angie Fox, and the unbelievably talented Dr. Faye Wilson. We'll be right back with you in just a moment. We are back with the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. Thanks for joining us here again. We're on the America Out Loud Network. We encourage you to come there to the network and take a look at what's going on. We have some tremendous things happening on the network that are really taking hold. And we have some great expansion things coming up again. So welcome again to this production. I love the show, The Enlightened Entrepreneurs. This is really the brainchild of Angie Fox, who is my co-host and with me here on the line. Hey, Angie.
Malcolm, we have such an awesome guest today, Dr. Faye. I mean, she's really inspiring us, and I love how she loves the Lord.
Well, you would. I mean, because as I said, opening up, you get it. You get what's important in this life. And that's where I knew you two would hit it off so well. So it's really awesome. We have a great production going here. This is going to be fascinating now, this next piece, because Dr. Faye is a very unique person in the fact that she's more complex than being just one-dimensional, you know? And it's really good. I say that as a very big compliment. When we have different dimensions to us, it makes us more intriguing as people.
So wear a lot of different hats, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think so. So making your mark here, and let's start right here. Are entrepreneurs and leaders born or are they made, Dr. Faye?
I truly believe, Malcolm, that they are made. However, I believe that within each of us, there's a seed of greatness. There's a seed that God planted in us, within us, the seed of faith to believe beyond our environment, beyond our culture. And that co-creative power that is resident within us allows us to have that longing, always wanting something bigger, something greater. If we're ever satisfied, I think we're not God-led. I think that energy that we have to always want bigger, better, greater things is our Godness, and that He has given us. So, and over time that we develop that, and with right counsel and right mentorship and with the right programs and processes in place, we will develop that energy of co-creativeness that we call entrepreneurship.
Well said, Dr. Faye. Absolutely. I agree. How about you, Malcolm?
Yeah, no, I mean, she's got it. I mean, as I say, I was just blown away when I looked more into her credentials and seeing that, you know, there's so much more to the conversation with Dr. Faye. I mean, you've got an avid entrepreneurship program going over there at drfaye.com. I think it's just drfaye.com, isn't it?
is drfaye.com. That's one of our websites. But the one that we are building out, including with drfaye.com, is our Next Genius PR firm that we're helping people be empowered and to get their brand and their presence out there even more. But yes, that's one of our home sites is drfaye.com.
Yeah, drfaye.com. You know, you always say, folks, you know, those of you out there that are too busy or have, you know, if you really want something done in life, and I've told this to Angie before, give it to a busy person.
True. So true. That's for sure. Well, Dr. Faye, I have a question for you about, you know, when you first started, who gave you your first big break? Who comes to mind?
Well, Jeff Woods come to mind because I was out there in North Carolina looking for a way to get the word of God out and to empower people. And he opened his studio up for me to be able to come in there and start my first television broadcast there in North Carolina. And so it just went on from there. With a number of people being put in my in front of me as God led them to me. And so, and these people have become lifelong friends over the years.
Dr. Faye, what's his name again?
Jeff Woods.
Jeff Woods. Make sure he hears this and tell him we celebrate Jeff Woods, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right. What's your cardinal rule to becoming a standout entrepreneur and or leader?
Well, definitely integrity, transparency. In a marketplace that's riddled with a lot of trickery and scams, especially in the virtual community, because we use the virtual community. Technology is a blessing, but it can also be our downfall if we're not careful on how we use it. So I encourage entrepreneurs and startup businesses and just people in general to maintain integrity. Be honest. Don't say anything online that you don't want to say in the coffee shop face-to-face. Don't do anything to anybody that you don't want done to you. Follow the biblical principles of doing unto others as you would have it done to you. So remember that when you're on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever you're doing business or wherever you're socializing, make sure to be honest, open, transparent. Always do business with integrity and know that a God deal is a deal where everybody's happy.
And you know why that is? It's because your best weapon that anybody has is your word, your authenticity, your word, and who you are. That is the best, I think, the singular best ingredient you can have as a leader today, is that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Totally agree. I think just being transparent and being authentic is the key. Absolutely, Dr. Faye. So, question for you, dear. What is your greatest success in your career, and then how did you celebrate?
The greatest success in my career was within 30 days, I was able to master a program where I had over $1 million in assets inside of 30 days.
Whoa!
Yeah, whoa was whoa. It blew me away, and I sat there stunned when we did the numbers, and I thought, oh my God, I'm good at this. And I realized that God's hand was on my life, and they asked me to come. I was flown to do an infomercial because I had really excelled in that program. And the way I celebrated was, how can I do more? How can I do more? How can I build this out and grow more wisdom? Because with success comes responsibility. It's not just, oh, I get this opportunity. No, what is the responsibility that comes along with that opportunity?
Yeah, wow. That sounds like unbelievable. That secret recipe is something you should talk about right up front. That's pretty wild. Yeah. Well, yeah. Within this whole scheme of, you know, all the things that have transpired here, you know, we live and we learn. I always say, you know, our failures become our successes. You live and learn in life. What is your kryptonite? What is the one thing that you consider your kryptonite?
Well, the kryptonite would be those things that will be fatal distractions, those toxic things or toxic people and conversations that would try to get me off course or get anyone off course.
Wow.
It would zap your energy, zap your time, those Twitterers and Facebookers and texters and phone calls that you get that are useless conversations and that have nothing to do with my purpose. Family or a friend or whomever, I find out that there's always that entity working to steal, kill, and destroy. destroy. Matter of fact, we did a little book on fatal distraction, steal, kill, and destroy, trying to take my attention away from my God-given destiny. It is always there. I'm always conscious that it is there because it's very subtle. It comes in when you least expect it, that phone call or that conversation or that thing, whatever that thing is, it'll peep its ugly head, and then you have to deal with it. You have to uproot it and make that decision that I am going to stay focused, because I realize if you don't focus, you don't succeed. And so I've got to focus. And so that is my kryptonite. And I think it's everyone's kryptonite when we acknowledge and know what it is, that it's everyone's kryptonite is that fatal distraction.
You know, Angie, and listen to Dr. Fay's answer to that. One thing that comes to my mind immediately that you should be proud of, this is a show for winners. This is a show of winners. And Dr. Fay reminds me of that today. And so did our earlier conversation with, you, and people will hear that interview, Clemmie Perry, another extraordinary woman. And I just want to say, it's a show for winners.
It is, but you know, Malcolm, I think of what happens to us entrepreneurs when we love and do so many different things. What Dr. Fay just said, you have to stay focused. You know, it's like even yourself, Malcolm, not to pick on you, but I mean, my God, you got Brink of Thinking, you got, you know, America Out Loud, you've got all these different things, and I can feel sometimes you get very stressed. So it's almost like focusing on the things that stay on your path is just so important, you know?
Yes. They are, but enough about my kryptonite, young lady. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, Dr. Fee, I got your next question here, sweetie. How do you deal with difficult people? We all got them in our lives. How do you deal with them?
Well, the way I deal with difficult people, I've learned to practice. I have to practice because the difficult people are also your fatal distractions and can be your fatal distraction. So whenever I encounter someone who's been extremely difficult, in my opinion, is that I just have to take a deep breath, step back, and realize that silence has been my greatest asset. Even though I'm a talker, I find out in difficult situations with difficult people that silence has been my greatest asset and it become my greatest deliverer. It is not always important that I be right, but it is important that I be kind and compassionate and thoughtful, because many times difficult people are the hurting people or people that are in crisis and they just don't know how to talk about that pain. So I want to be a safe place, even for the difficult people, to be able to come in to voice their concerns without being judgmental, critical, or hurtful back. I don't want to be hurtful because someone's being hurtful to me. I don't want to sow that seed back into their lives. I want to mirror the image of Christ. I want them to see the love of God, and so that they will in turn learn that, you know, that pain is part of their problem, and then they too can be healed. And that's my desire.
We call that the gentleman and ladies game, and you can always be a gentleman and you can always be a lady. And I always call it, Dr. Fay, the high road and low road in life. You see, okay. I'm going to take the high road. You all want to travel on the low road, that's your business, but you ain't going to find me there. So
Amen.
I'm taking the high road. So in any event, a single best advice you've ever been given.
That would come from my paternal grandmother, Willie Smalley. She said, "Baby, take the Lord with you everywhere you go." And I was 6 years old, and I know that may not sound profound to the intellect, but for a six-year-old, it meant the world to me, because my grandmother was a praying woman. I saw her pray. I heard her pray. And when she said, "Take the Lord with you everywhere you go," I took her at her word, and I've learned to do that. And so that's the single best advice that anyone has ever given me.
God, I feel her smiling down on you right now, Dr. Fay. Oh, my goodness. She is there with you by your side.
Yes. Yes, she is. Yes, absolutely.
What advice would you give, Dr. Fay, to someone who's starting out in their career path?
Well, I want every entrepreneur, every person who, every young graduate, college graduate who's all excited and ready to take on the world, that there are moments in your life that you are going to feel alone. You have a dream, you have a vision, you have a passion, and you'll think everybody in your family and everybody in your community will be excited for you, and then you'll come home and find out you're the only one excited. But that's not the time that you give up. That's the time that you begin to gear up. There will be periods of uncertainty in our lives. And that is why we created that Win with Confidence, because we knew that there were startups and entrepreneurs and career people who would feel downhearted and feel left out and feel abandoned. And you can get a career where you have all of these tentacles out and you have all of these businesses and all of these things going. But I can tell you that those things cannot feel the emptiness on the inside when you still don't have that confidence in your own ability. Know that God is with you and that a new business will bring problems. You will have trouble, but that's okay. You'll go through it. If you're on the right path, you're on the path that God has ordained for your life, don't worry about the obstacles. They'll just become more opportunities for you to show how strong God is inside of you. Make sure you pray and make sure you keep Christ as the center of your life, because in spite of the obstacles, you know that you're coming out triumphantly on the other side. You too can make it.
Dr. Fay, what is the single biggest sacrifice you've made in your career?
Well, you know, the word sacrifice is you know, it's in the meaning of it will weigh on the person who is actually involved in it. What, for instance, someone would say that I made a sacrifice by coming back to Arkansas and just giving up everything for the past several years because my mom was sick. I don't consider that a sacrifice. I consider that an opportunity to do what God has called me to do. A sacrifice would mean that I'm someone special. And I don't consider myself someone special, if I may say so. I don't. I consider that God has made me a gift to be offered up in this world for people. When my mom got sick, I was needed back home. So I did what I needed to do and what I would hope that anyone would do for their mom or for a family member. I put everything on hold. I left my house. I left everything. And I came back, and because my mom ultimately passed away. And I was grateful that I was there to be at her bedside and to talk to her and have those last and final moments of conversations with her while she was passing away. And I got to spend that time. And to me, that was a gift God gave back to me for coming home. It was challenging, but I discovered that that call was not just for my mother, that the next couple of years would be for two sisters who went into crisis also. And I realized, God, you know, you're much bigger than I am. You know more about the details than I do in my life. And if I can give my life for my family, for my brothers and my sisters, and for anything that I do, it's nothing compared to what Jesus did for me, because the true sacrifice was made on Calvary. It wasn't what Faye did. What am I that I could say I'm a sacrifice, or that I sacrificed anything? Everything in this world is so temporal. It's all passing away. Even as we speak, it's passing away. But Christ is eternal, and he is the one who made the greatest sacrifice. And anything that I do, I'm supposed to. It's the least that I can do for humanity because of what Jesus has done for me. I've discovered that God was involved for my life from the very beginning. I just didn't know it. I was clueless, but God wasn't clueless. He knew exactly what he was doing because he saw the need to send his son for me. So I don't know if that answers the question, but it certainly is my response.
Dr. Fay, what really touches me is how you took care of your mom, because I have a similar situation. My mother moved in with me 9 months ago after a fall in her home in Wisconsin, and now she lives with me in Florida. And it's been one of the greatest joys of my life to have my mother and my son to be together underneath the same roof, and the joy that I have in seeing the things that I can do with her. And I had lived away from home for over 20 years, so I mean, it was just phenomenal to be able to have her with me, and I feel so blessed every day, and I don't consider it a sacrifice. I've had to adjust the time, the things that I need to do, and there's doctor's appointments, and there's all these other things. Yes. But to me, I believe I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, where God has put me.
Absolutely. And you don't feel like you're sacrificing anything when you're
not
in
it all.
When you're in your lane, you're not. Right. It's all part of the process.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Fay, I have a question for you relating to when you were 21 years old. If you had a chance to talk to that 21-year-old Dr. Fay in 2 minutes to share some advice, what would you say to that young lady?
Oh, wow. When I saw that question, I thought, 21? Was I 21? Okay. Okay. What I would say is, run, girl, run. Run. Run towards your dreams as fast as you can. Take calculated risk without waver. Pray about everything, but never be afraid to launch out into the unknown. Be an adventurer. Go on the journey of life and make sure you acknowledge God in everything that you do. And if you dare launch into the unknown, it will no longer be the unknown, because it will be you who have discovered it. You will become a pioneer in this place called Earth. You'll discover that you're a co-creator in your very own destiny. The world is yours. You get to play out the parts you want to play out. Trust God, and He'll lead and guide you into every role that you'll be playing. And you'll play many, but make sure that you understand the timings of those roles, and God will direct your steps.
Well, you have totally enlightened everybody today, Dr. Fay. You're an extraordinary woman. I mean, and you're, I would disagree with one thing you said completely, that you said you're not special. I would say you are special for a lot of reasons, and you've proven that today in the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. Do me a favor now. Take just a moment here. And tell everybody again, let's make sure we have your contact points down here, please. How we can connect, how do we find out more about you? Let's just take a minute and get all that, please. Go ahead.
You can connect with me at drfay.com. And I'd like for you to go right now, if you will, to the website, dgaglobal.com/Dr. Fay.
I'm writing it down as you speak. Go ahead.
Okay, and don't forget to go to webinarfusionpro.com, and you can email me to let me know that you've actually been there, or to any of these other websites at support@drfay.com.
All right, well, that's a wrap. Another Enlightened Entrepreneur and a fantastic show. Thank you, Dr. Fay Wilson. We have all your contact points now. They'll all be on the show post as we push this out across the nation and around the world. Big thanks to our co-host, Angie Fox, again. Terrific. And Dr. Fay Wilson, you are a gem. Thanks for being part. I feel so pleased and blessed to have seen you already, and I think you're here with me on this journey for a reason. So we won't be a stranger here, okay?
Okay, Malcolm, thank you so much, and it was great being with you. And hey, Angie, it was great meeting you, and I look forward to having additional conversations in the future.
Thank you, Dr. Fay.
God bless you.
Till next time.
Okay. I'll talk for now.